Chris Burrows is the Libertarian candidate for the Missouri House District 132 seat, which represents Central Springfield. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
First, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I moved into the district in 2009 after marrying my wife, Angela, and she's a paralegal at Parmalee Law Firm, and I work at FedEx Trade Networks. And so we just kind of have normal jobs, and, as someone running for state representative, that's kind of what I perceive a state representative needs to be, is someone that actually represents people in their district and holds a similar job and makes a similar wage and can actually connect with people and understand, the issues that are going on. And having dealt with customer service, I feel like, I can make a real connection with people in my area. And so I've worked with, some volunteer organizations, Victory Trade School and AmeriCorps, and I'm also the treasurer for the Libertarian Party of Greene County.
Was there a particular issue or issues that motivated you to get involved in this race?
Yeah, I really, there's a lot of poverty in the 132nd District. That's one of the main issues they deal with. And I think a big part of that is, tax burden. And libertarians aren't real big on the government providing solutions. But one way that I see that, the poverty issue can be addressed is kind of eliminating some tax issues. Like the state sales tax on household necessities, over-the-counter medications, and then trying to reduce property tax, eventually eliminating property tax, because I perceive that as, kind of a violation of property rights and, people having to pay every year to the government for property they've already purchased, it kind of keeps them, dependent upon the government. And that's an issue that really bothers me.
Why libertarianism?
Well, libertarians, believe in, letting people live their lives and, as long as you're not hurting anybody else, and whatever you want to do, as long as you don't violate the rights of anybody else, it's more focus on liberty. And my slogan, my campaign slogan is "Your Liberty Matters." And I really care about, keeping the government out of people's lives. And it seems that the Libertarian Party really addresses that better than either the Democrat or the Republican Party. And I know there's not a big, pull for the Libertarian Party. There's a little bit more attention now with Gary Johnson getting a lot of attention. But, at the end of the day, I have to go with what I stand by and what I believe in. So I identify most with the libertarians.
You talked about taxes, addressing the poverty issue in District 132. Education also an issue for most candidates. Tell our audience what you propose if elected to improve the educational landscape.
Well, as far as education goes, and that's actually one of my platform issues that people can find on my website, electchrisburrows.com. I kind of believe that parents need to have more control over their child's education. Allow them to hold teachers accountable. And part of that, I think, comes with eliminating the teacher tenure laws, because teacher tenure keeps problem teachers in position, and the parents can't hold them accountable, the faculty can't hold them accountable. And, we kind of need to move to where we're allowing more competition between the free market and public education. So, if we open that up and kind of allow the local school boards to have more control than the federal government, and on top of that, trying to get the federal government out of the school nutrition program, which I don't think adequately provides for school lunches.
Okay. Another platform issue you list online that I wanted to talk a little bit more about is proportional representation. What does it mean, and how would it be enacted?
Well, proportional representation basically makes every vote count. And what that means is right now, whenever you go to vote, you either vote for the winner or the loser. So if you cast the vote for the candidate that wins, fine, your candidate won. If you cast the vote for the losing candidate, then your voice doesn't really count. But proportional representation would say, a 50% vote Republican and 40% vote Democrat and 10% vote Libertarian, then each party would have candidates that they would split up proportionally in the state and have 10% Libertarian, 40% Democrat, and 50% Republican to reflect how the state actually voted for those candidates. And there's more information about that on fairvote.org on how proportional representation kind of breaks down, and more details on that.
How realistic is something like that?
Well, I mean, you know, you would have to kind of change the election system. So it would have to come about through legislation. And, you know, nothing's an easy process. But, you know, the voting system, the way it is now, it really, I mean, not every vote really counts if you look at it. It's more of, you know, libertarians never get elected. And that's an issue that we're trying to fix. The Green Party never gets, you know, elected. And so we think that's kind of an issue, is the Democrats and Republicans really have a stronghold on the election system. So that's one way to go about trying to get that change. So, you know, through legislation, I think it could be done.
What's your assessment of the Libertarian Party and how it's had an impact in the state? You mentioned there's not a lot of libertarians that get elected. But how has your party had a chance to influence public policy and public discussion?
Well, you know, really, I think one of the main things that we see in Springfield was Doug Burleson when he was on city council. He's a libertarian, but city council seats, you don't really have to identify with a party. But he went and got the audit of the city and kind of got into position and was able to affect some change. But as far as, you know, libertarians, what we're trying to do is bring attention to issues and, you know, get the party to see, or other parties to see, you know, that maybe they should move closer to the, you know, libertarian position, you know, kind of move toward more towards libertarian perspectives. And one of the things about libertarians, I think, is that we would be able to work with both sides, Republicans and Democrats. You know, the Democrats in Missouri are only able to really deal with constituent services because there's not a lot of Democrats. I mean, the Republicans hold the House. And so that's one of the things I think that libertarians would be able to work with is, you know, dealing with both sides and getting issues passed through, because we could, you know, we kind of pull from both parties' perspectives on what we think is best with the left and the right. So I think that as far as that goes, we'd be able to work more with both sides of the aisle than either Democrat or Republican.
Your district is currently held by a Democrat and an area comprised of many Republican state senators and representatives. How would you assess the work of past and present representatives in this district?
Well, really, the Republicans, you know, they get a lot done. As far as the the Democrat candidates, Charlie Knorr, from what I hear, is, you know, slept on the House floor, you know, and a few articles I've read have mentioned that he only really is able to handle constituent services because there's not a majority Democrat population in the House, and so they can't get really a lot of issues passed through. So that's, you know, that's kind of one of the barriers, I think, to the Democrat Party in the House is not being able to affect a lot of change.
But what specific issues have you seen that you found to be a positive for the state, whether it's in the Republican-controlled legislature or it was bipartisan legislation? And then what other issues have you seen that you haven't been in support of?
Well, you know, really, one of the issues that I do support that Eric Burleson got passed through is the constitutional carry, you know, that basically observes the fact that people should be allowed to carry, you know, concealed weapons. Right now, if you open carry, you know, it's perfectly fine. But if you put a jacket on, then it's concealed carry, and all of a sudden you need a permit. So I think really that's a good issue. As far as issues I don't agree with, you know, they're wanting to kind of pass a prescription drug database. That's kind of been on the forefront recently. And I think that that would only prohibit law-abiding citizens from getting the pain medication that they need. And I think, you know, libertarians offer better solutions to issues like that. For instance, with a prescription drug database, you would, you know, if you legalize cannabis or in the prohibition on cannabis, it would allow doctors to prescribe that, which has been shown to provide better pain relief than opioid-based medication. And we keep people off opioids to begin with. So I think as far as libertarians go, whenever you look at the libertarian perspective and keeping government out of people's lives, it provides a better solution if you just let people live their own life and make their own decisions.
Financial reports would indicate you're not actively fundraising. How would you anticipate having a voice in this election?
Well, and you know, that's one of the things that I address with my constituents. And I haven't sought out special interest money because I don't want to be beholden to a special interest. And I say that my constituents are my special interest. And if I get elected, I'm not going to take any gifts from any special interest at any time, because when you do that, you know, then you have to bow to their will or do what they want. You know, I've sought a few donations, you know, from individuals. But I think that's really the way that it should go, is, you know, get the support of the actual people that live in your district. And so, you know, I've been out door knocking and putting up signs and kind of passing out literature. And yeah, I don't have, you know, $50,000 in the bank, but I, you know, as far as that goes, I'm not actively seeking support of groups that then, if I get elected, I would have to, you know, bow to their will.
Okay. And Chris, I wanted to get your take on the gubernatorial race here in Missouri, and the candidates involved, and maybe who you're siding with and why.
Well, as far as that goes, I mean, currently you've got Koster, who used to be a Republican, and Eric Greitens, who used to be a Democrat. So I think, you know, they're kind of crossing party aisles, and it kind of reflects, you know, the way Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are going at it is, with that whole issue. But as far as who I support Sissy Spraggins. And, you know, one of the main reasons, she's also libertarian and supports people's, you know, right to live their lives the way they choose. And I mean, I'm also an officer in the local Libertarian Party of Greene County. So, I mean, of course, I'm going to back libertarian candidates wholeheartedly.
Anything else you'd like to share with our audience?
Yeah, if people are interested in more information, they can go to my website, electchrisburrows.com, or find me on Facebook at facebook.com/electchrisburrows. My last name is B-U-R-R-O-S. A lot of people put the W in there.
So. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.